Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that it's already June 11th and 12th, depending on when you're listening to this. And that'll be relevant because next weekend we have the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. But before we get into that, I want to thank all my running friends for turning out so well last Saturday, June 4th, for the Run for the Animals 5K fitness walk and run. And we had a great turnout. It began and ended at Northeast Delta Dental, and it's a famous race because you go over the river, so you run on that trail that goes over 93, take a right, hard right, don't go up to Quality Cash Market, you get into the Forest Society, run around that trail, and return. We had a great turnout, and that is the fifth race in the Capital Year Race Series. The next race of the Capital Year Race Series is Sunday, June 26th at 9 a.m., and that's going to be the Capital City Classic 10K, new race put on by Runner's Alley. We had a lot of requests based on feedback to include a race other than just 5Ks. And, of course, we also have the Bill Luddy 5-miler, which is July 16th. And people felt we also needed another race in June. So Janine and our friends at Runner's Alley stepped up to the plate, and we're sponsoring the Capital City Classic 10K on Sunday, June 26th. So that'll be a couple of weeks from now. But this weekend with me is Howie Weems, who is the general manager for the Auto Road from Mount Washington. Howie, thank you for joining me this weekend, 11th and 12th. I assume you have better things to do than to hang out with Tom Raffio on a weekend before the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, but I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me down again, Tom. It's always fun to come down to the big city, as I refer to it.
So, too funny. that caught me by surprise. That's very, very, very cool. Never heard of Concord being described as a big city, but hey, you know.
If you live up in Randolph like I do.
This is true. This is very true. Anyway, well, when I was growing up I grew up in Massachusetts, and one of my sister's boyfriends lived in Littleton, and so every once in a while we'd go to Littleton, and when you live in Massachusetts, that does seem like God's country, but, you know, anyway, here you are. So let's talk about the history of the race, and first of all, I want to thank you because the Auto Road has stepped up to the plate, and as you know, it's such a traditional race. One of the longest standing races in New Hampshire. It's had some years where, you know, it didn't run, but essentially it is the longest running standing race in New Hampshire. But tell us a little bit about the race history and how the Auto Road got involved.
Sure. It's been around for quite some time. This is the 56th running, but the first time the carriage road was run was back in 1904. And so, of course, we've been involved from the beginning. 1904 was when George Foster decided to impress his friends. He was a student in medical school at the time, decided to impress his friends. I think his time to the summit was 1:42. And you can imagine what it might have been like back in those days. Of course, an all-gravel road, very dusty and narrow and windswept as it is still today. And then in 1936, a group of his friends decided to honor him by holding that race again. And I think there were around 12 finishers in that year. And then it ran for the next 2 years, 37, 38, with some drops in times. And people were having fun. The numbers were growing a little bit, but still very, very small event. And then basically went away during the war years. And then in 61, the race was revived as part of the centennial celebration of the Mount Washington Auto Road. So we were 100 years old in 1961, and that was one of the many events that they decided to put on, along with the car race and several other big things. And the road race stuck. It wasn't easy. The manager at the time wasn't all that convinced that it was something that should continue annually, but Bob Teschek made the case. He was a longtime event, I guess we'd call him event director, as well as timer of the race. And, of course, his his company, Granite State Race Services, remains the timing company.
And by the way, as an aside, they also do the timing for the Capilano Race Series, which I referenced. Sure. They do a great job.
Yep. So we've been around a long time. The 56 running is coming right up next week, and we'll have another great time at it. The field has grown to about as big as I think we can ever handle. We're at 1,300 registered runners, and just as we have over the past dozen years or so, no problem filling the field and actually have more people wanting to get in than we can let in. So we cap it at 1,300 now.
It's amazing, the lottery system. We'll explain to the listening audience, we probably could easily get 2,000 or 3,000 people, but of course the issue is the logistics of bringing the racers down, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's the logistics of the summit. We're going to the top of a mountain. There's physically limited terrain up there. There's very limited shelter up there if the weather does happen to be bad. So we take 1,300 out of a racer selection process, and we expect somewhere between 1,000 and 1,100 to actually show up on the summit after the gun goes off. We need to keep those numbers that small. The traffic at the bottom coming in all at the same time, parking down at the field, taking care of everybody safely up on the summit of the mountain, all of these things come into play and limit the field. It could, as you say, be well over 2,000 people. We do turn away quite a few every year.
It's an awesome experience, and obviously people can't register for it on the fly, but if you want to kind of get the milieu of it, I mean, just go down to the, to the base camp, and it's just unreal. And of course, our Delta Dental Tooth will be here. I was figuring it out, but this is actually, Howie, the 17th year we've been the lead sponsor.
That's great, Tom, and we appreciate your support.
Time goes by faster. Since you mentioned Bob Teschick, this is how that all happened. I wasn't really I did other fitness things then, but I really wasn't into the racing scene then. So he had exposed us to the Bill Luddy race, which is the 5-miler that I referenced as part of the series. And then the prior sponsor of the Mount Washington Road Race literally, backed out at the last second. So Frank Donovan, who was really my mentor at Northeast Delta Dental, he was really a community activist and got involved. And he wasn't a runner, he was a walker, but he approached me and he said, how we sponsor the Bill Luddy Road Race? Well, there's an opportunity for the Mount Washington Road Race. And of course, I didn't really have the history of it, but I kind of took it on faith. And my God, it was definitely one of the better decisions I've made. And in fact, so much so that one of the things that we do for Frank every year now, we actually have a Frank Donovan Road Race right here in Concord. This year we're running it in August in Pittsfield, just because he was the one that really got me into the running scene. And as the announcer Andy says, he's so glad that Frank got me into running as opposed to bowling, or there would be there'd be more bowling tournaments than all these road races. The other good thing, Howie, tell the listening audience how some of the funds go to the Coos County Family Health Services and how that all works.
Well, thanks for that lead-in. I was going to mention that through the Northeast Delta Dental participation here, it's allowed us to do things that we frankly wouldn't be able to do without your help. And so for the past several years, we've taken 50% of the net proceeds of the race and donated it to the Coos County Family Health Services, specifically for their dental health program. And they love having that money come in because we don't tie it specifically to, say, children, for instance. And so they're able to do a lot with adult dental health, which they wouldn't be able to do without our help. And we're up, we're somewhere in the $55,000 range over these past 3 years of a donation to them. So we're pretty proud of that, and I know you guys are too.
And this is why it's a perfect partnership, Howie and Delta Dental on the Auto Road and so forth, because it's a great race. We want to be part of it, but also it allows us to also serve our oral health mission. And what people don't understand is that while between the Manchester and Concord corridor, oral health needs are pretty well taken care of. Even there, though, there are pockets in the North Country. We have some issues, so it's just a great partnership. So after commercial break, we'll talk about who the elite runners are, but Can you, as I know that you're the man that's accountable, what are some of the things that you worry about? I know a couple years ago the wins were there and you had sort of secretly told me, oh my God, there's a chance that the race may only go halfway or whatever. So, like, what are some of the cues that you look for to make sure that things are safe?
Well, it's a bit of a moving target. We do have some red flags that we watch out for. The one that we get to easiest is high winds. That is not quite as dangerous as some of the other things that we can run into. And the biggest one, of course, being freezing weather like we experienced back in, I think it was 2007 maybe, when we only were able to run the race to halfway because literally there was freezing precipitation on the top of the mountain. So it is unusual, of course, in mid-June to get those kinds of freezing temperatures, but they do happen. Wind, the chance of thunderstorms rolling through, all of those things would be quite worrisome. But fortunately, we've had pretty good luck over the years.
Super. And finally, one last thing, just for my listening audience to recognize that there is also a Mount Washington Hall of Fame process, and it's administered by the famous runner Dave Dunham, who I saw on Memorial Day weekend at the Fisher Cats race at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. Looks like he's going to have another great time to Howie, so he'll be competing, I assume, with Simon. But in any event, but he puts on a process where we nominate. There's a group of us that nominate people, and then there's a voting process. And so right as the winners are announced after the race, we'll also announce the Hall of Fame.
Sure. And the listeners should know that it's not just the committee that can nominate people. Anybody can nominate people. Just, bring the name to one of us on the committee, and we're happy to put it forth. And it's always easiest if somebody is making a suggestion that they follow it with, a few sentences of why it seems appropriate that somebody would be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
And Dave Dunham has also wrote a book on the Mount Washington road race history. It's quite a interesting piece. I've read that a couple times. So the website is mountwashingtonroadrace.com. We'll return after commercial break with Howie Weems, the general manager of the Auto Road, for more of the Mount Washington road race.
Thanks, Tom.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio, and with me is Howie Weems, who is the general manager of the Auto Road. Great guy, great partner with Northeast Delta Dental, as Howie explained some of the proceeds for the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race go to the Coos County Dental Services, and that's what keeps me employed, because we like to partner with organizations that also understand our oral health mission. Just a reminder for my running friends, the next race of the Capital Year Race Series is the Capital City Classic, 10K, that's Sunday, June 26th, then the Bill Lutey Road Race on Saturday, July 16th, and candidly, the Lutey Road Race after the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race is one of the longest running road races in New Hampshire, and hopefully we'll see Bill, who was looking good last summer, at the race, and then the series closes with the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic 5K Saturday, July 30th. All that information can be found on runcarsnewhampshire.com. So Howie, back to you. So we have the Hall of Fame ceremony after the race, of course, but looking at the sort of high-end age of the spectrum, we have a gentleman who's 70 that's run it. But what's even more impressive than that, Howie?
Yeah, Larry Etzweiler will be running again at 70 years old this year, and it's true. What's even more impressive is that he's going to, again, run with his dad, who is 96 years old. And George has been running this race for quite a number of years. He's got the age group records for 85 and up. And I think at 96 years old this year, if he simply crosses the finish line, he'll set another age group record. It's just astounding.
It is. It's very astounding. And this will sound kind of silly, but if you look at him, honestly, he doesn't look a day over 75. And he's 20 years older than that. But we will certainly wait for him to get back down and reward him with his age group record, as well as being a Hall of Famer. Who are some of the other elite runners. We have obviously last year, Joel Gray won it last year, just under an hour. And I was
it's really fun to see Joe Gray on top again last year, because he's been up in the top five for so many years, and he literally worked his way up to first place. And 2 years ago when he won it, I don't think there was anybody that could have been more elated than he was. And when he repeated again last year, it was just fabulous.
It was impressive, and he's a great guy. I've also seen him when he's done the Loon Race, and mm-hmm. he's very personable with the quote-unquote the fans and the sort of recreational runners like myself. The other thing, we of course had a video last year of the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, and just watching him just stride up, you would think he was running literally like almost downhill. I mean, he was running
so smooth. Efficient,
and he's not a small man. I mean, he's thin, obviously, but he's tall. But he just strode up. There wasn't anybody in sight. When the filmer, whose name is Ambrose, took the film of just about everybody else, you could tell, even some of the elite runners were struggling getting up the hill, and you could tell that this is grueling. This is running up a high mountain. But with Joe, it's like, oh, my God, he's just like strutting up like it was nothing, you know?
You know, one of the fun things for me, I've been around Mount Washington for so many years now and watched so many road races play out and participated in a few of them. And one of the fun things for me is to continue to see some of these guys appear, having been, you know, super elite top five back in the day, and yet they're still in the top 10. Years and years later, they've maintained that fitness level and that competitive drive, and now they're up into their, you know, late 40s, 50s, even into 60s, and they're still super competitive and doing so well.
And one of those, I guess, would be the age-defying Simon Gutierrez, right? The so-called the Goot. He's
absolutely
50 now, right? But you are expecting him probably to finish in the top five?
I think so, and I think he's got a shot at setting a new age record in that bracket.
And I believe Dave Dunham is in his early 50s, and I saw Dave at the Fisher Cats race on Memorial Day weekend, and he says he'll be there, so hopefully the two of them can kind of duke it out. So getting back to Joe, his main competition will be Simon and so forth, but also Eric Blake from Connecticut will be there, correct?
Yeah, and he's, I think one of the things that Eric is known for is these 60-minute workouts at 15% on a treadmill. I mean, that's incredible. I actually have tried to work out on a treadmill up at 15%, and it's brutal.
Yeah, he's incredible. And then do you have a couple of runners from Italy this year?
We've had a partnership with FEDEL, the Italian Athletics Federation, for the last 4 years, and again, we're going to see some top Italian runners. These are mountain runners, and so they're obviously used to running up steep hills, and they usually do quite well. Couple this year, Tommaso Vassini, I believe it's pronounced, and Francesco Puppi are coming to this race, and they've both done very, very well in world long-distance mountain running over there in Europe.
And then on the local front, of course, we have Ryan Kelly, who's a friend of mine. He's an incredible runner, so he's probably one of the New Hampshire favorites, as well as Brandon Newbold from Nottingham. So there's always a beautiful New Hampshire flavor as well.
Yeah, and it's fun to see local people do really well. Tristan Williams is a local runner and very local to our neck of the woods up there. And I didn't see his name in the entry list this year, unfortunately. I think he might have run for the first time last year, but I believe he was in the top 15, and he does very well in some of the other trail races around us. So it's kind of fun to see some real good talent very locally, too. And, of course, we ought to mention the
women's side,
female
sure.
side.
Yeah, so we have on the local front the really incredible triathlete Amber Ferreira, who is at one point was ranked 11th in the world in the professional triathlete side of things, and Delta Dental is one of her sponsors, and she just recently finished up a triathlon half Ironman in Tennessee, so she's, I know, quite fit, and I think she finished top five the last couple of years, so I think at the, you know, in the right context, she could be on the podium again this year.
It's just a lot of fun. Denise, is it Sandell?
Sandell from Bud,
very local to here. Should do well again this year.
And a big shout out to Denise, by the way, because she was local, and we happened to snap a photo of her, me giving out her award, that we actually included that in the Northeast Delta Dental annual report. And so she was a good sport about it, and I think she'll do really well. So the favorite, though, is Kim Dobson from Colorado, and she broke her own record at Black Canyon Ascent this year. So I assume she's healthy and ready to go.
That's what it sounds like, and it's really amazing to see these Colorado runners. Obviously, the altitude and the altitude training must weigh into this event pretty heavily, because both male and female Colorado runners do so well here. Brandi Erholtz is back again. I think she was the winner in 2015. She'll do as well as she is able, I'm sure. She's quite competitive. She is pregnant once again, and amazing to me that she can maintain a fitness level that allows her to do something like race up Mount Washington.
That is pretty incredible. The one great story that I have on women runners in 2010, when Chiwagi Amari won, I remember about 5 minutes before the gun went off, we heard her name, and it was all hustle and bustle. It turns out someone had inadvertently, just for give everybody context, you have people bring stuff to the top of the mountain for you. So she had her bag, to change into when she got to the top of the mountain, but she also put her sneakers in there. So she was there at the bottom of the mountain without sneakers, right? So somehow she got some borrowed sneakers, right?
Can you imagine running that race and setting a record in borrowed sneakers?
I can't. And she won, and she set a record, and she won the race. And one of my favorites, too, speaking of that, is Jackie Gouraud. I don't know if Jackie's coming back from Canada, but we always hook up every year because for everybody's benefit, she's the only woman that has ever won both the Boston Marathon and the Mount Washington Road Race. She won the Boston Marathon the year that Rosie Ruiz cheated and was on a subway. And so people didn't know that she won until a couple days later. So when I first got introduced to Jackie, she was really impressed that I knew the story. That really wasn't that long ago. And to think that someone could get away with jumping literally on a subway, it would be unheard of with all the cameras.
That's amazing.
Now.
And this is the first time I've realized enough of the story to know that it was days later that Jackie was actually named the winner.
Yeah, she didn't get her full
really
her full justice. Mm-hmm. So she always appreciated it. But the funny story, I want to mention two things. One, all these elite runners, after the race, you come back down. Some of them run down like Dave Dunham. I could never do that. But some of us drive down with a van or a car. And then you're eating lunch. You could be sitting next to the winner. You could be sitting next to Joe Gray,
right?
Having the turkey farm lunch or whatever. So it's just really cool. But Jackie one year told me, of course, she is like, what do you think, Javi? Like 4'10", 90 pounds?
Maybe
the perfect mountain runner. So she says, Tom, you got to try this. You gotta kind of get on your toes and flutter up or something. So she was showing me this. Of course, I didn't train that way. So I said, well, she's telling me to do this. She's Jackie Gouraud. So I tried that. About a mile into it, my calves seized because I didn't train that way. So it was like, oh my God, how am I? Because once you start, you're stuck. It is no, you got to finish. I don't even know how I finish. So, but I am just so impressed with these people. The best I've ever done, and this is when John Mortimer was my Sherpa and ran next to me. And of course, he's very famous. It was like 1:50. So last year I did it under 2 hours, like 1:57. So that'll be my goal, Howie. I don't know. I'm fit, but getting slower by the day, Howie. I think that's age, huh? So.
Well, that's all right. You're still out there doing it, and that's what counts.
So I'll see you next week. Again, Howie, thank you for all you do. I am so happy to partner with you, and I will hopefully continue for another 17 years. The website is mountwashingtonroadrace.com. There will be a video of it, and you'll see that on various stations and YouTube. And thank you, Howie, and thank you as well for partnering with Coos County.
Thanks for the opportunity to come down and talk with you again, Tom.
Perfect. We'll see you next week. And everybody else, please stay tuned for more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.